Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday morning show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and everyone here is very chipper today. And we have a new staffer who's sitting right in the room and refuses to sit in the hot seat.
He doesn't want to sit over here.
He's been put in the corner.
His name's Matt, and he's a developer. Is that right? And he's shrinking into the corner as fast as he can. Anyway, maybe we'll get him on the radio later. Kathy Houston is here, and she's not shrinking away, is she?
No, do I ever.
Yes, yeah, she is.
Nice to see you.
She never has shrinkage.
Michelle Bell, editor, supplier of Global Research, is here after a terrible cold. How are you feeling?
I am drinking NyQuil like it's my job.
All right.
Don't you always do that?
Andy Cohn, a.k.a. Captain Killjoy, is here, ready to... Let the air
We're letting it happen. We're letting the air out of the sails.
Isn't that what
What's that?
Captain Killjoy?
That's what Killjoy
like do. Yeah, we're all happy, and you're going to bring us down. Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is here, and he's going to be talking up a storm later.
Yes, I will.
Craig Veltri is managing the tech booth and is responsible for all the lovely sound effects you're going to hear today. And, of course, Vin Driscoll is going to man the phones, and he's wearing a very interesting denim-y shirt.
That's a sweet shirt he's got going.
A lot of sheen to it. Yeah. So he's going to head out to the nightclub right after this. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. Tell us what's on your mind today. We're going to be talking about hot corporate gifts for the holidays. If you call and we put you on the air, Joe, what are you going to get?
$25 Visa gift card.
So start calling now, 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we're going to have that popular Holla Back line. We have some calls there that
we
want
better.
To listen to.
You are getting better.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Melinda, Michelle, and Andy were in Florida last week, and they're going to give us a report on the Power Summit. So
where are we, Joe?
We were right here in the studio rocking the phones, rocking the mics.
Yeah, we were in beautiful Chivas.
Andy has an update on the Distributor Choice Awards. Is the green movement withering on the vine, Kathy?
Let us know later.
Michelle's going to let us know what's hot for the holidays. I have five tips for not running your company like a political campaign. We just got through a very tense political season.
Thank goodness that's over.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that, sister. So thankfully that's done, but we're going to talk about how not to do.
I'm not your sister.
All right. What? We have our favorite things today, too. Yeah. One of our new segments. We have some few other things, but we will start off with the industry news in 60 seconds with Andy Cohen. Go.
All right.
Go, Andy.
We begin this morning with product safety news. After supermarket chain Wegmans recalled hundreds of thousands of reusable shopping bags in September because of the presence of lead, other stores' reusable bags have now been found with high lead levels. An independent testing investigation conducted by the Tampa Tribune showed high lead levels in bags purchased at stores such as Walmart, Target, and Publix. Following the report, Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Food and Drug Administration to begin a federal investigation into lead levels in reusable bags. The FDA has not yet announced its plans to look into this expanding product category. Industry supplier news now. Counselor top 40 firm Gemline announced a new partnership with Zebra Pen Corporation. Beginning January 1, Gemline will be the sole provider of the Zebra line of writing instruments to the ad specialty market. Zebra is the fifth largest pen company in the world. On to distributor acquisition news. Touchstone announced that it has acquired Thunder Road Brandworks. The Charlotte, North Carolina distributor will now operate as a Touchstone regional office. Thunder Road founder Matt Coben is joining the company as part of the deal. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Mingle sticks.
Mingle sticks.
Mingle sticks.
What is a mingle stick?
You have to watch to find
no,
out.
No, tell me what a mingle stick
no,
is,
no,
please.
Watch.
No, watch.
Oh, come on.
Can you use it while mingling?
You can.
Okay.
You can use it at trade shows and conventions and
well, then it's
big
a great
sales
game.
Meetings.
Well, check mingle out the Joe
sticks.
Show in 2 days.
Does it go in a drink?
Promogram.
It does
no.
not.
Okay.
It could if you wanted to. Probably.
I thought it was like a swizzle stick. Something like
All
that.
Right. I guess we got some calls to our Holla Back line where people can give us their comments 24/7. Michelle, what's the number to the Holla Back line?
215-953-4977.
So call us anytime and tell us what's on your mind. Craig, what do we have this morning?
Hi, this is Sue. I listen to your show every week. I love it. But I have to say, I don't understand why you call Andy Captain Killjoy. He seems like a bright and pleasant person to me.
Does, doesn't
he? Crusty at all. Anyway, keep up the good work. Thanks.
Now that's a good
Obviously,
call right there.
Obviously, she doesn't know.
That is
listen
a good
enough.
Call right
there.
She
needs there. To listen more often.
There we go.
She doesn't know Andy Cohn very well. But Andy, even you have some fans, so that's great.
I do. Thank you very
even
much.
Even you. Do we have another? Okay.
Why is Joe always so ornery? It's promotional products. We ain't saving lives.
Joe, why are you always so ornery?
So maybe he's the killjoy.
No, I'm a pleasant little fella.
He's from the Shire. He's back in the Shire.
All right, well.
It's all because of the Joe rant.
Joe, are you going to have a rant at the end of the show?
I do, if anyone cares to listen to it.
Oh, we
and
do.
Even if you don't care to listen to it, Kathy.
I'm still going to get it.
If we have time. I'd like to get something off my chest.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks to our Hollow Backline callers. Keep the calls coming. But right now, we are going to take some other phone calls live to talk about what some of the coolest or most unique items to give for the holidays are. If anyone has questions about how to sell holiday gifts at this time of year, call us at 215-953-4979. If we put you on the air, we will give you a $25 Visa card, which will come in handy
at
this time of year, I think. On line one, we have Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi. I have a question about giving gifts to my employees. I have 14 of them, and I'd like to give them gifts that they'll use throughout the entire year. Do you have any suggestions?
I'm sure we could come up with a few. What do you guys think?
You know what I think? Those TSA travel-friendly bags are awesome for employees, especially if they're traveling on business. 14 of them, I think you can afford that. And that will definitely be used on all their business travel.
And why are they travel-friendly?
I don't know.
You don't have to take the laptop out. That's why.
It
can go right through
the
laptop.
Yeah, they're TSA
really
approved.
Easy.
What is it about them that you can't? You don't have to take the laptop out? Is it?
We don't
is
know.
Is there an opening or?
Look it up.
What? Okay. Good.
Hey Joe, what's that product you talked about?
We'll check on that forever.
Joe, you talked about a product that one time it was like an auto safety kit, and it had like a thing in it to break the window if you got stuck and to cut a seatbelt. I like that product.
Yeah, there's auto safety tools. It's like a 4-in-1, 5-in-1 tool. Mm-hmm. It's got a seatbelt cutter in case you get locked in a seatbelt. It has a pin to burst an airbag. It has a hammer to break a window. So it's got a little flashlight. It's got a little blinking red light. So it's a good thing.
Now, let me ask you one question.
Mm-hmm?
If you're locked in a seatbelt, how are you going to go get the bag out of your trunk?
It's right in your glove compartment.
No. You keep it in a glove box or right in that little pouch in your door. It's not a big tool. So
that's
I was just
important.
Thinking something more along the lines of something that's handy that you could use
throughout
the year.
That's true.
Absolutely.
You know, what I think is everyone has their own workstation. Digital picture frames were really popular
that's
a
nice.
Number of years ago, but that's good still. I mean, you got that on your desk. You can have scrolling pictures of your families, your pets, your favorite vacation spot.
And, of course, if you have a limited budget, calendars are always great. I mean, that's something that people are going to use throughout
don't
the entire
year. Don't give me a calendar, Melinda.
You don't want a calendar?
No, I'll get my own calendar. You give me something nice.
Such as?
Good luck with that.
I'll get back to you.
Good luck.
Okay. Thanks. Well, I hope that gives you some ideas. Amanda, please stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line three, we have Michael this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. I was curious, have you heard of distributors having much success with co-branded websites with suppliers? I've been seeing a lot lately, you know, especially for holiday gift ideas, and was just wondering about if you'd heard about the success or, you know, how well those were working out.
We're all kind of shaking our heads here. Andy, what do you think?
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. Do you mean that distributors are showing specific supplier products on their website or...
Correct. So that you actually have like a co-branded website where, say, somebody is has food items for the holidays. You, you know, you've got it looks like your website, but it's actually theirs that has all the holiday food items.
Yeah, I think suppliers are increasingly doing that to make to give distributors an online tool. I think it would work as long as it's targeted. Like if you know that your audience is going to be into food gifts, then that could be a good one. You know, I just wouldn't want to put too many different types of items on your website as a holiday gift sample. But I think if it's targeted and you know what your audience is looking for, then yeah, that could help.
And certainly we've talked about a lot of other great ways to partner with suppliers, especially this time of year. Michelle, I know you're a big advocate of working with suppliers who can give distributors great values on samples.
Yes, and if you look right now, especially because a lot of suppliers want to clean out their inventory for the end of the year, they're giving they have awesome specials right now on self-promotions.
So now is the time to
now
start
is the
looking
time to
do that. It. Well, thanks for calling, Michael, and stay on the line for your $25 Visa gift card.
Thank you so much.
And on line two, we have Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Morning, everybody.
Hey there. Do you have a gift question?
I do. I always feel like I give my clients food gifts for the holidays, and though there's nothing really wrong with it, I kind of want to mix it up this year. Do you guys have any out-of-the-box ideas besides food gifts?
Well, I think that Joe from the Joe Show has shown a lot of really unique items in the past year. What do you suggest, Joe?
Swizzle sticks?
Mingle sticks, oh, Andy. I actually like tech products, anything that can plug into an MP3 player, speakers, because you can go into an office and you don't have to wear headphones. You have little speakers you can just plug right into your MP3 player. I also like these electronic skins. You can get them for your laptop, your notepad, for your cell phones, where you can get a stock image on there, or you can upload one of your pictures of your kids, again, vacation, pets, whatever it is, your favorite car. And
don't you have a picture of you and your wife on the back of yours?
I do. I do, and it makes it easy because I dropped it the other day. Someone picked it up and knew it was mine because they saw my picture on the back. So, but I think it's a great way for someone to personalize their phone. The thing about this is that it's custom to each phone. You put in what phone you actually have, and then you kind of adjust the picture. And it's not sticky, so if I want to take it off, I can rip it right off, and there's no sticky resin left on there. So if someone says, I really don't like this, they can take it off, and there's no damage done to the phone. So I think if those are different, you can get customized cards, too, holiday cards that would have, you know, a holiday image on it, you know, holiday greetings, then has a promo code where you're going to go onto a website and launch it. So I think that they're really good.
All right, well, those are some good ideas. Thanks for calling in, Christine, and hold on for your $25 Visa gift card. It's not too late to call us. Call us at 215-953-4979 with any questions about corporate gifts. We got a few Facebook questions that came in. One is from Cheryl Faust Hokinson, and she said, what is the number one holiday gift this season, or what is the most appreciated gift this season? So what all have you guys been seeing? Do you think's the most popular?
Well, I don't know if it's the most popular, but something new this season really is Kindle cases. I mean, we've had iPod cases before in the industry, but now more suppliers are coming out with Kindle cases.
And iPad cases. iPads,
yeah.
Well, and how about the actual iPad? Would that be an appreciated gift?
Oh, absolutely.
I think you're right, though. And, you know, I was on Amazon.com the other day, and they were saying the Kindle's the number one most popular item on Amazon. So I would think that
Kindle case would be really appreciated.
Joe, what's another top holiday gift for the season?
You know, one of our previous callers talked about food gifts, and I'm a big fan of food gifts, and I think it works well because some companies have policies about individuals receiving gifts, but if you send a food gift to an office, then everyone can share in it. To that sense, to get around that, I guess you can send individual gifts to people at their home. And again, if you've ever gotten steaks in the mail, they are incredible. They come with dry ice, so they come to completely safe, and you can keep them for a special occasion. Maybe you and the missus or you and the mister want to have a nice New Year's Eve.
Or you and the mister.
a nice New Year's Eve dinner. It would be nice, you know, to have some filet mignons. And I guarantee you are going to think of that client that gave you that.
And there's suppliers in this industry that...
Oh, absolutely.
That,
well, also, how about those cool brands?
Yeah, you could get
your logo on one of those branders and
send that along with the steaks.
Or the person's initials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is hard, too, because it's not like, you know, like toys. You can say, oh, Tickle Me Elmo's the big, you know, gift this year. I think you got to think individually about your clients, much like Michelle does with her Christmas cards. She thinks of each individual
person.
Michelle
buys a separate customized,
crazy.
She matches every single Christmas card to the recipient's personality. And how many do you send, Michelle?
About 500.
That's incredible.
She really, and you know when you get the card that she thought of you when she bought the card because it's totally tailored to your personality. All right. Well, that was for Cheryl. Thanks for writing it on Facebook, Cheryl, and we'll send you your $25 gift card. We have Debbie online, too, who also has a corporate gifts question. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. With all the downsizing and this economy now, I have clients, instead of looking at 100 gifts anymore, I need only like 25. Are there suppliers out there that do a smaller quantity than having to order so many?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's suppliers that will just do one quantity. Michelle, do you have any?
Well, like a $10 gift. So we're not talking a $100 gift.
Right. I think that you're asking at the perfect time. I think that suppliers more than ever are going to be willing to work with you on lower quantities.
Okay.
So,
and I was just talking to Cafe Press, who's an ASI member now. They'll do customized things in quantities of one. Anything from, you know, a T-shirt. We got them at the Power Summit last week. T-shirt with the person's actual name on it. They'll do just one of those if you want.
Okay. Well, great.
So now is the time to call your supplier friends. Good luck.
Thank you.
Stay on the line, Debbie, for your Visa gift card.
Thanks.
And on line one, we have Bob, who also has a question about holiday gifts. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Actually, I wanted to second the idea of giving a safety kit for use in the car. I've got a lot of grandkids, And it's surprising. You go to these big events with a lot of kids, and nobody carries Band-Aids.
That's true.
And the thing that I like about the kits is you can go back all through the next year, and you can provide a Band-Aid dispenser with your name on it or the company name on it. So I kind of trend towards a vessel that I can keep refilling. And I recommend these to my clients, too, because there's so many times throughout the year that they're going to pull this out of the glove box or maybe the pouch on their bike while they're going for a bike ride with the family. It's a neat gift, and they come in all sizes and prices, so you can really tailor it for your good, better, best type.
And that's something everyone needs. And I'll second you on the Band-Aids. Band-Aids never last more than a day in our house because we have a four-year-old who thinks they're fun to stick on all over the place. That's a great idea, Bob. And, Joe, I know that you're a big fan of refillable items.
I do.
I think at least one show per month you mentioned the word apothecary.
Apothecary jar.
I wrote it right down.
And what do you advocate with that?
I say that you it's great for gatekeepers. You go to a client or prospects.
And you fill it with?
With candies, with treats, and you can come back once a month. And if you can't get an appointment, just say, I have some more treats to put into your jar.
So you wave to Mr. Potter as you're walking down Main Street there, Joe?
Yes, and I point to the crazy cat lady's house. That would be you.
Thanks so much for calling in, Bob. A great idea with the Band-Aids and the Band-Aid dispenser. And stay on the line for your gift card. All right, we actually have another Facebook question. Same topic. This is obviously a big topic right now as people are in the big holiday gift selling season. Carol Simuli asks, what's more appreciated in the business world today, gift cards or a holiday party with a little gift for each person? So let's go around the room. Joe, do you want a gift card or do you want a holiday party with a little gift
like
for yourself?
For employees or
for
clients?
Employees?
I would imagine employees.
I prefer a holiday party. I'd like to have that opportunity to socialize with people in the company. So.
And you still get a little gift besides?
A little gift, that's fine.
Andy, you want the gift card, don't you?
Gift card.
Yeah, Andy's antisocial.
Andy wants to shovel back. Talk
about Mr. Potter.
I'm not antisocial. I'm anti-fake social. So, and I think sometimes holiday parties can become a little bit
so
fake.
So we shouldn't invite you to our normal editorial lunch this year.
Well,
stay in your
up
office.
To you.
Michelle.
The holiday party.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the holiday party,
please.
Too, I would say.
You don't want the holiday party. Would you just join me in
but
this
what,
one, please?
I don't need a gift card. What am I going to do with a gift card?
You're going to spend it on
well,
something.
Well, the thing about gift cards, it really depends on the recipient. Like my husband, you give him a gift card, and I have a one-year rule. If he doesn't use it, he keeps them all in his wallet, a whole big thing. And if he doesn't use them, then I just take him out and go shopping. But not everybody uses a gift card. Kath, what do you think?
As long as there's alcohol, I appreciate a holiday party.
Good
what
for
if
you.
There
me
is
too.
Not alcohol?
Then no. A gift
then you
card.
Take the gift card.
Because there's usually not.
All right, so
there usually is
not
around
always.
Here.
You know,
so I think it's a split decision, maybe a
what
little
about you?
Heavier.
We know your answer.
I'm going to pick the party.
Yeah, we know.
But, you know, I guess it really depends
Michelle's
on the
culture. With me. She's just not admitting it right now.
It depends on your corporate culture, I would say. Wouldn't we agree that if you're a group that loves to get together and have fun, great. If you're people that stick to your own cubicles and don't prefer to socialize, then
curmudgeons
gift
like
cards is the way to go. So
there
if
you
have
go,
more
baby.
Andy Cohns on your staff or more Kathy Houstons, I guess that's the decision that you'll have to make. Anyway, thank you for writing in, Carol.
Not sure you want either one, really.
All right. Moving on. Last week was the very successful ASI Power Summit in Florida. There was a record in terms of attendance. All the industry's shakers and movers were there. Michelle, what was your favorite part of the summit?
The Power 50 dinner, where you and Rich announced the Power 50 people. And mm-hmm. I think the two top suppliers and distributors, the top supplier was Marty Lott, right, Andy, from Sanmar?
Yes,
yep.
He was number two overall.
And the top distributor was
Kevin Lyons-Tarr of 4imprint.
Was mm-hmm. 4imprint.
Number one this year.
Yep.
And I liked the breakout session, which was one of the most popular things from last year. It was when we gave suppliers and distributors the time to sit around at tables, and we matched them up with companies of equal size and talked to each other about specific problems. And some of the things that they talked about were, of course, inventory issues and how distributors can kind of get around that and how they can kind of, you know, fend off problems for the new year. Mm-hmm. The practical limitations of indemnification. I think people really came away with the fact that indemnification does not cover them from everything. It does not protect distributors.
It doesn't, but it's still important.
It is, but it's not a safe,
right,
a safety,
right.
A complete safety net. And one distributor said what he really wants, and I guess a whole bunch of distributors sitting at a table came up with this for suppliers: significant benefits at an insignificant price. So suppliers can look forward to providing that. So something of significance that can give them a competitive edge, but that won't cost a lot of money.
All right. Andy Cohen, what was your favorite part of the Power Summit?
You know, my favorite part was just the fact that there was a lot of optimism. All the suppliers and distributors, for the most part, that I spoke to and that talked on panels and during sessions were, you know, I'll say not so cautiously optimistic. They were optimistic about 2011 and just looking forward to great years that, you know, they had done pretty well this year. We had a panel. I was moderating a panel of companies that had double-digit growth in 2010 so far, and we're all expecting to do the same in 2011 as well. So there's a lot of good optimism out there for the industry next year.
And I know we had an economist there who also had some optimistic economic news. You had a chance to interview him. What did he say?
Yeah, overall, he felt that the economy probably went down further than people had maybe originally thought, right. And so it's taking longer to come back from that. But his forecast was for continuous gradual recovery. So slow growth over the next couple of years, but definitely growth and not a move back to recessionary levels as well.
I think a good sign, too, was that it was the sheer number of people that we had. We had 220-plus people, which to me is an indicator of things really picking up.
Absolutely. Well, good news from the ASI Power Summit. We're going to pause now for a message from one of today's show's sponsors, I Promote You. When we return, we're going to talk about the green movement.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributor and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
We're back at ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. In a minute, Kathy Houston's going to tell us whether the green movement is alive or dying. But first of all, Andy Cohen, we're right in the middle of the Counselor Distributor Choice Awards. Tell us what that is and give us an update.
Yeah, the Distributor Choice Awards honor the top suppliers in the industry. And there are over 50 product categories. And if you're going to do one thing today that does not refer to, you know, immediately growing your business, something outside of your own business, if you're going to do one thing, go vote in our Counselor Distributor Choice Awards. It's very easy. It'll take you 5 minutes. Go to asicentral.com/ASI awards. It'll take you right to the ballot. Vote for your favorite suppliers in all the categories, and we'll be announcing the winners in the February issue of Counselor and also at the ASI show in Orlando.
All right, so one more time, how do you vote today?
asicentral.com/ASI awards. Go vote now. The voting ends on Friday, so get your votes in before we close the balloting on Friday.
There's Andy Cohen getting out the vote.
Get out the vote, baby.
Rocking the vote.
All right, Kathy Houston, the green movement is something we've been talking about for a couple of years now.
Right.
Is it gaining steam or losing steam?
Well, it's losing steam.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. In recent months, sales have begun to slow in categories such as green cleaners and grow in not-so-sustainable ones like bottled water. Shoppers are deciding they might not be worth the trade-off, and some people think that the eco-friendly versions of these products don't work as well as, you know, the not-so-sustainable versions. Then there's Frito-Lay also, which last month pulled its compostable sun chip bags. I don't know if you guys ever tried it, but they were
the loudest things on
the face
of the earth.
They were really annoying.
Oh, were they?
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Even,
yeah.
Like, the whole thing just bothered me. So they pulled those because consumers weren't buying them.
It was the loudest bag of chips you could ever possibly put your hands in.
It was.
It was
I
insane.
Ever heard that.
Yeah.
Wow. It was really annoying.
You wouldn't want to eat those in a meeting.
No, the chips weren't. Well, yeah.
No, I mean, you wouldn't want to open the bag.
Right. No, not at all. And
you couldn't
also
sneak that.
In politics, the brand with the stronger green positioning, Democratic Party, was, you know, given a handy beating recently.
beat down. You
right.
Could say.
Yeah. But they have some tips here how you can make your green marketing work. Consumers have been rejecting the green products, but if you couple the green products with other benefits that they can clearly say, you're more likely to sell them. Don't overstate the case. Consumers will find out when green products don't work and will tell others. Don't expect much or any sacrifice from consumers, whether it's paying more, accepting less performance, sacrificing convenience. They're not willing to sacrifice much to buy green. And also, you have to have selling points, as I mentioned, beyond the green. For most other consumers, green is, at best, a tiebreaker. So have, like, real legitimate selling points besides the fact that it's eco-friendly.
And, you know, doesn't it come down to price? If you can offer them at a competitive price, I
oh,
think,
yeah, definitely.
Then you're in good shape. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to pause for a message from today's another one of today's show sponsors, iClick. And when we return, Joe's going to tell us some tips for not running your company like a political campaign.
iClick, your USB flash drive supplier, makes it easy to do business, from its 24-hour turnaround times on in-stock models to its friendly and award-winning customer service. This most popular model, the iClick USB, is available in 24 colors and a 24-hour turnaround with no rush fees. Visit them online at iClick.com or call 800-456-9177.
We're back with ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. All right, the mudslinging has stopped, at least temporarily.
Thankfully.
For the November political campaigns. But companies can learn from the recent spate of political advertising and negative mudslinging. What can they learn, Joe?
Well, Mary Beth Kosmiski, she is the author of 5 books.
She was a speaker at an ASI show.
Yeah.
And the founder of Red Zone Marketing, LLC. She says what you want to do as a business is do the opposite of what politicians did with these negative ad campaigns. She has 5 tips. I'm going to give you 3. She goes, don't junk talk. For business owners and salespeople, insults should be off limits. So in other words, don't talk poorly about your competition. No one wants to hear that. It's unprofessional and the end result is not going to be all that good. Focus on your customers, not your competition. Again, don't, you know, be obsessing over what they're doing, why they're doing. She says, with a slow economy, you might be tempted to focus on everything your competition does wrong in an effort to convince customers and potential customers that you are the best person to do business with, and that's really going to not have a positive effect for you. So focus on what you do. Forget about your competition. And the other thing is to be authentic, because people can read through the BS. So you want to be an authentic person. Don't come off as fake, because they're going to call you on that. So you got to be, you know, walk the walk, talk the talk, and all that. What you see is what you get.
Like so, Joe Haley.
Yeah, I mean, this is who I am.
All right, those are great tips. We're going to put those online at asicentral.com/radio. All right, now is the favorite episode. favorite segment for our editors. Kathy, Andy, Joe, and Michelle are going to tell us their favorite product of the week. Let's start with you, Kath.
Well, my favorite product for this week is Magic Milk Straws from FMMI Specialties, ASI 54909. What they are, they're straws that come in different flavors, like cookies and cream, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. They take plain old boring milk, and you drink out of the straw, and it turns the whole milk into strawberry or whatever flavor you put in there.
My kids would love those.
They would love them. Plus, they're all natural and gluten-free. And they're obviously a fun idea for schools and daycare centers.
All right. We're going to have list all these products with their ASI numbers on our website.
And the photo, so you can see them. They're really cute. They're really adorable.
All right. Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, I don't think anyone has bad-mouthed the Slankit more than me, as far as mocking it. But let me tell you.
And yet you're going there.
I'm going there because I was sick all this week, and I would have liked nothing more than a nice, snuggly Slankit to wrap up in. So
you should have called Joe and asked him to borrow his.
We can put the pictures back up.
My pals at Sweeta, ASI 90350, have their own version of the Slankit called the Snuggle Me, and it's 40% off until the end of this month. And it's really plush, and it looks comfy, and it's got deep pockets, and it just looks
fabulous. Is it offered in a more than one color?
It's offered in a wide array of colors, let me tell you.
Very nice.
Sounds like a good gift for Michelle for the holidays.
I
think the Snuggie I saw is in cheetah.
Oh, yes. Leopard print.
All right. So everybody knows what to get Michelle for Christmas. And Andy.
It'd be great if she got like 50 of them. I went high tech this week. A lot of people at the Power Summit were talking about new tech tools that they're using. So I thought that this was pretty cool. It's a web key. It comes from All-in-One ASI 34256. And basically, your clients can put any information that they want on it on a direct website. So you put the, you give this web key to recipients, and then they put it into their USB hub, and it goes directly to a website. You customize that website with any information you like. So very cool for dealerships or real estate agents or anything like that.
Hyundai did a big program with that.
Yeah.
Big program. And then when you got the key, you bought a Hyundai, you got the key, and you were the only ones that had access to that landing
page. Yeah, they're very cool and can really give people a lot of good information.
Joe, what's your favorite product of
the week? Vinny's going to hold it up here. It is the First and 10 pen from the company. It's called First and 10 pen, and their ASI is 54328, and it looks like a first down marker in football. Great product for this time of year. We got college football is right in the swing of it. Pro football is right in the swing of it. We have some geeks in our office who are actually in a fantasy league, so they could, you know, give this to everyone in their league. That would be great. You could put your little league name on there. Also good for parties coming up for the Super Bowl and for booster clubs for high school and club football teams. They need to raise funds so they could sell these pens, and I think everyone would like it.
Speaking of football, did anyone see the Eagles game last night?
Oh, my God.
Did the Eagles play last night?
Oh,
my God. That was ridiculous.
59
points.
Yeah,
59.
Awesome.
Yeah. Andy, how are the Jets doing this
They're
year?
Doing great. Best team in the league.
Oh, yeah,
7-2, baby.
Did they break five league and NFL records?
Who cares? They're 7-2.
And right. They have a hot quarterback.
Enough said.
Anyway, that was quite a game.
And they have a
high All right, we have just enough time for Joe Haley to get something off his chest. Joe.
All right, if you haven't heard, there's a controversy brewing over new TSA screenings at airports. Passengers are being forced to go through what's being called a naked scan or a pat-down.
I'm looking
and
forward to it.
More than one person is whining about.
I just went through that.
Here's the deal. If you don't want to go through either, don't fly. It's as simple as that. But passengers are carping and complaining. Stifle it, I say. We don't need sideshows at the checkpoints, as some of us want to get through them as quickly as possible. Last year in Philly, an older gentleman, which I'm old, so older than me, was complaining about having to remove his jacket and then his shoes. Seriously, dude, when was the last time you flew? You either put a cork in it and step aside to let the others go through, or just comply. I, for one, have no sympathy for this type of travel. So, is this the new screening the best way to go, Andy? I have no idea, jury style on that, but I do know that if I have to fly, I will be subject to such screenings, and I will just deal with it.
I got a pat down at the Eagles game recently. It was fun.
And you probably enjoyed it.
By Michael Vick.
The 700 level.
All right, we are out of time. Baby. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in today, and thanks to our great show sponsors, I Promote You and iClick. We'll be here next week, same time, same place, and mark your calendars on November 30th. Laura Bush will be on the show.
Take care and have a great day.